This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Former President Donald Trump's legal team will start its case on Friday with the object of proving that the former president was not responsible for the deadly January 6th riot at the Capitol building. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, Democrats closed out their case against the former president on Thursday.
For 2 days, prosecutors said Trump spent months riling up backers with claims that the election was stolen, then summoned them to Washington and ordered them to fight like hell.
He said it, and they did it.
House impeachment manager Jonah Goose and fellow prosecutors said the rioters who ransacked the Capitol say they acted on what they saw as a direct order from the commander-in-chief, mounting a deadly attack to what prosecutor Ted Lieu called the president's glee.
President Trump did not once condemn the attack.
Trump's lawyers are expected to take less than a day to present their case, and the ex-president is likely to be acquitted, with several Republicans saying the Democrats' case did not sway them. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Court papers reveal new details about a man accused in last month's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Thomas Caldwell is described by authorities as the leader of the far-right Oath Keepers militia group. Court papers show Caldwell discussed the possibility of getting a boat to ferry heavy weapons across the Potomac River. Days earlier, his lawyer said Caldwell had a top-secret security clearance for decades and had worked for the FBI. The Bureau has not responded. Prosecutors say the Oath Keepers communicated during the Capitol attack about the location of lawmakers. And at one point, Caldwell received a message saying all members are in the tunnels under the Capitol. Seal them in. Turn on gas. Caldwell denies he's a member of the Oath Keepers. Ed Donahue, Washington.